Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees set free by President Barack Obama are now high-ranking officials in the new all-men Afghanistan government. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News says this is just par for the Biden administration.
It shouldn't surprise us. I mean, I'm thinking about the president. 13 service members killed, Americans left behind, allies left behind, billions of dollars of equipment and weapons left behind. Some of the Afghans coming here haven't been properly vetted. He calls that all an extraordinary success. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised when now terrorists, people who have been let go and everything else, are running the very organization that this State Department and this administration is trying to negotiate with. It makes absolutely no sense, but nothing this administration does makes any sense. So while it's frightening, while it's scary, frankly, it's not surprising.
The Biden administration is taking a wait-and-see approach. They say they will judge the new government by their actions. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When all is said and done, voting integrity has returned to the state of Texas. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and will withstand any legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A California Gold Star mother, Shauna Chappell, whose Marine son was killed during America's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, has invited President Trump to her child's funeral. Mr. Trump contacted the woman to praise her son, but did not say if he would attend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people dead. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year, now going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost. Businesses have been closed. And Tony Fauci all along has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there's no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just boxes away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, thank you for joining in and fighting the good fight with us, because if we're going to get this country back on track, it requires all hands on deck. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have Rick Manning with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing great and getting better here. We're getting through the process. I'm in California heading back to Florida, so I'll be here for a couple more days. You know, visiting with the family after a great time in Maui with the grandkids and the daughter unit and all, son-in-law. It was great fun. And adios to Aloha.
Never know. We don't just never know where on the globe you're going to be located. It's amazing, the jet setter life of Bill Martinez.
It's have headsets, will travel. You know that. So we just keep on moving along. But I'll tell you, Joe Biden.
Can't catch him.
No, exactly. That's exactly it. Now you gave up my secret. Now the NSA already knows how to track me. Thank you very much.
Uh-oh.
Hey, well, I want to talk about Biden and the Democrats. Rough summer, huh? Rather cold one, right?
Well, you know, it couldn't have been a worse summer if they planned it this way. Unfortunately, it looks like they did. Now, you've got this is a president who has essentially, his public approval has collapsed.
Yes.
You know, we remember, you know, way, way, way back when Donald Trump was president and all those many months ago. And no matter how much the left threw at him, no matter how many impeachments, how many attacks, and it was daily, mm-hmm. Donald Trump always had millions of people standing up for him and sticking their necks out for him. And mm-hmm. the most telling thing about the summer is I'm going to put in quotes, 80 to 85 million who elected him, in quotes again, mm-hmm. Where are they? You would think if these were vociferous supporters of Joe Biden who just lived or died based on Joe Biden his presidency, mm-hmm. that he was so important to the survival of a free country that people just came out and that level of just droves to elect him, that some of them would be very visible right now.
And well, exactly.
That's
you got
the real disappearing act.
Exactly. Well, 20%, according to the latest poll here, 20% of the voters of that 85 alleged million that you're talking about said, hey, we wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. We regret voting for him. I mean, this is like Barack Obama 2.0 all over again, Rick, as you remember. You know, he had everybody voting for him, and I'll never forget that one gal in the town hall meeting says, you know, Mr. President, I'm just getting tired of defending you. you know, for all the bad policies and everything. But Joe Biden is worse yet because, I mean, at least with Obama, you kind of got it, you know, kind of. I mean, you didn't like it, but you kind of understood. With Biden, it's such a mess that the people can't even defend. Even the mainstream media that's been covering his water from day one, they're backing off because, you know, there's only so much credibility that you can hold on to here, as if they had any to begin with.
Well, yeah, they have no credibility, but they're also at some level now. You can always tell when the left is in trouble because we get headlines about something about Donald Trump, you know, that somebody held a party at Trump International in D.C. And as a result, there's allegations that Donald Trump is making money because somebody held a party at his hotel, you know, and that's a big scandal. So that's, you know, so they're. When you run as being having zero, really not on your agenda, not on anything you want to do, but you run on orange man bad,
yes,
and then you get a majority. Let's just play the House and Senate game. A zero vote majority in the Senate and a five vote majority in the House. That's what they have.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a president who has no support whatsoever and is upside down on all the numbers, which is why he's going to talk about COVID tomorrow. You have no business trying to fundamentally change the country when you have absolutely no consensus about your leadership. You have you don't have support. And yet that's the most stunning thing about this summer, beyond the fact that nobody got up and said, gee, we got to stand up and put a solid defense for Joe Biden up. Mm-hmm. The most stunning thing about this summer is the Democrats, in spite of all of it, are plunging squarely ahead with the most radical agenda in the history of this country. And they don't seem to be fazed at all that they've got a president who is on the ropes, quite honestly, and with people questioning both his mental capacity and even if he is mentally capable, his decision-making ability, his cognitive sense of actually being able to logically do stuff. So that hasn't slowed them at all. They are still going for the $3.5 trillion takeover of the economy. They're still pushing ahead with a regulatory agenda that's breathtaking. They're pushing labor laws in such a way that is going to permanently put the thumb on the scale in favor of labor unions, because once your labor union gets in, it's very difficult to get them out. So you've got a whole series of areas that we've got this transformation going on, and they are just almost shameless in their admission that they don't care what happens in 2022 election. They don't care what happens if they control the House or the Senate, because they don't believe the Republicans will repeal anything they do when they take over in 2025.
Well, and that's the scary part of it all, Rick, because we're confused as to who the good guys and who the bad guys are, right? Mm-hmm. Because you hear, you know, guys that supposedly are Republicans, and they come on television and they're purporting a certain story, but then or a certain party line and policy. But then you go, where are you? You know, what are you doing? I mean, this is all for show. I'm not seeing any substance here. In much the same way over Afghanistan. You know, that was the other question I wanted to run by you is, where are these elected officials? You hear, you know, Biden and the generals kind of and Blinken trying to justify something that's unjustifiable. But it's like, well, where are all the Republican congressmen? Where's the outrage here? I mean, they're all missing in action. See, and this is the thing, and you and I talked about this before. It's not so much about what people can say, it's what they don't say, and not even what they do, it's what they're not doing. You know, where are you? I mean, I see things from Dan Crenshaw and, you know, a couple of others, but it's just minor. It's not anything significant. I mean, the Democrats, man, they'd be on the steps of Capitol Hill. They'd be, you know, there'd be rallies, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, everybody would be there. And the Republican Party is like shrugging after all the mess in Afghanistan and the mess of this 8 months of this presidency. And they're just all sitting there going,
yeah, 100% right. If Afghanistan were on Donald Trump's watch, withdrawal had been that way, you would have a dozen Republicans calling for impeachment. You would have.
You mean Democrats? I mean
people who run as Republicans. And you know, so you'd have the 10 plus. You'd have 2 to 5 more calling for impeachment. You'd have solid Democrats calling for impeachment, and on the Senate side, you'd have a good 25 Republicans hemming and hawing about whether it should be impeached. Instead, now we have Kevin McCarthy, no impeachment. Mitch McConnell, not going to impeach.
Right.
And you know, there's no equity, and that's what frustrates people most of all.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning is with us. We've got more from him coming up. Stay with us. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. While the situation in Afghanistan remains dire, the Tide Ministry continues sharing the gospel through radio broadcasts in the local Dari language. We praise God for leading us to spread the Tide Ministry into Afghanistan earlier this year so that we already had our broadcast situated when the current crisis began. It can be dangerous to respond, but listeners have reached out and shown a desire to hear more about Christ. One listener wrote, "Every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm waiting for the special program to listen about Jesus." As we continue praying for believers trapped there, as well as for those who have not yet found the Lord, we have the assurance that God is in control, and we have faith in His provision of life and hope for His people all around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage Dari-speaking people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is with us, president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, well, I'll tell you, the social media powerhouse and these oligarchs, you know, they're incredible actions that they're executing upon a Gold Star mom, canceling her off of social media because they didn't agree with what she said about, you know, Joe Biden, what happened in Afghanistan. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, you know, social media has become the experts of, you know, medical. They know everything about medicine. They're higher up, I guess, on the chain than even Dr. Fauci. Maybe even Bill Nye, the science guy, but they're fully in control. And now they're in control of the narrative of Afghanistan. Like, you know, like Mark Zuckerberg, who's probably never even, you know, held a gun, or, you know, we certainly know that he hasn't served in the military. Like, he knows what he's talking about. And Jack Dorsey, give me a break. I mean, they've been enjoying the freedoms that the military has provided for them. And all of us, patriots who believe in freedom, this is what has allowed their businesses to flourish, and yet they have the audacity to cancel, you know, a Gold Star mom. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they didn't cancel the Taliban, by the way. The Taliban was free to use their platforms, but sure. Gold Star mom, not so much. You know, it's interesting. The challenge, listen, I have been following the situation pretty closely because Lance Corporal Nakui from Norco, California, that's where I went to school. Yeah. I graduated from the same high school as he did and have been really focused on. I've had friends try to get me to help Shauna get her word out. And so there's a lot of, I'm pretty tied to the situation, at least from following it.
And well, tell Shauna she's welcome here anytime.
I'll send that message to her. It is a, I just have to say that it becomes more, you know, when people who you don't know, who aren't like you, a Donald Trump, let's say, who's, you know, a billionaire and got a former president, you know, it's one thing. It doesn't really hit home as much when Donald Trump gets canceled to a lot of people because, you know, he's got other ways of getting his voice out. But when the grieving mom of a U.S. service member of a Marine who was killed because of the incompetence of the situation he was put into, the position that it was undefendable that they were put into, and the reliance upon the Taliban to provide security at the gate where people were being admitted that put her son in direct risk and caused her son to lose his life, combined with the callousness of the president who created that situation, who didn't care about her son at all, didn't listen to her story, didn't care about her story, didn't care about her baby who never would get to see his 21st birthday. Didn't care about that. And rolled his eyes when she told him, when she was talking to him. And she was blaming him. She was upset. But you know what? You asked him to wear the big boy pants. You got to wear the big boy pants.
Exactly.
Pants, but he didn't want to have the responsibility.
Right. And then he wants to use the death of his son and equate the death of Bo with 13 active duty military that died at the hands of an ISIS warrior. Are you picking kidding me? And that was the other consistent thing that came out of that is the Gold Star parents said, hey, with all due respect, I mean, we know you lost your son, but this is not the place and time.
He was trying, I mean, in fairness, he was trying to connect and say that he shared a loss of his son who had served in Afghanistan. Circumstances were different. If he hadn't rolled his eyes, if he hadn't been looking at his watch, if he hadn't been impatient, he didn't look at his watch. He looked at his watch multiple times. In fact, the Gold Star parents said he looked at his watch 13 times. Okay, not one, not five, but 13. He could not wait to get out of there, and it was disrespectful
without a doubt.
And from a, you know, you expect, at the very least you should expect out of the president who sends your children into harm's way, your spouse into harm's way, is that when the ultimate sacrifice is paid, that he will feel the weight of that sacrifice every bit as much as you feel the weight of the sacrifice you've made. And he showed no evidence that he was even aware of the sacrifice. And that, you can't be president. You can't send people into harm's way. You can't send people into battle. You can't do and project power with defense using military and with any legitimacy if you don't have compassion for those your lives you're putting at risk. And that it's just immoral. It's immoral. It's a failing, and it's not sustainable. And as a result, he doesn't have the moral. I don't care about the intellectual. He doesn't have the moral capacity to lead anymore. And that's why he's got to go.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that who do you blame on this deal? I mean, Jill Biden, who knows that he's mentally incompetent, has given him cover. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, the Democratic Party, the legacy media, corporate America have all backed this cabal. And at what expense? I mean, here it is. I mean, our standing. I mean, we still have not even felt the full ramifications of the exit from Afghanistan. Forget about the fact that, you know, the Taliban or ISIS is going to be coming, you know, to a theater near you, that they're, you know, rallying up their strength. They're going to come back after the first of the year. All military strategists are, you know, forget about this over the horizon concept. I mean, you don't even have to look over the horizon. You're going to just be looking in a zip code near you, and they're going to be coming in here as if they haven't already, because, oh, yeah, that southern border thing, we don't need to build that wall. In fact, we're going to pay somebody not to build the wall, okay, because we just need to let people come in. It's just been one disaster after another. And this has all been supported by the Democratic Party and those Republicans that are too squishy to say anything about it. I mean, they all want to, you know, be convinced that the election was legitimate. Look, I don't know if it was legitimate or not. So what's wrong with having that question and that doubt? And look what's happened. Every week we get more information about audits, missing ballots. I mean, and we're not talking 5 or 10, Rick. Every time we hear something about ballots being discovered and chain of custody lost and everything like that, we're talking hundreds of thousands of ballots, you know, that are taking place.
I will say I've met Dan Crenshaw. I like Dan Crenshaw, but I will tell you this: he seems a lot like Trey Gowdy, a guy who's really, really good on YouTube, but on the issues that matter, that really count, he can talk about them, but doesn't ever do anything. And so the standard for me at this point is, if you're not willing to stick your neck out for what's right, and not just to stick your neck out to get a YouTube hit and get an audience and be able to do a small dollar fundraising, but stick your neck out for what's right. Stick your neck out for the people who are still imprisoned in D.C.
Yes.
If you're not willing to stick your neck out against this administration, which is falling closer and closer to really utilizing all the powers of government against its own citizens when they won't do it against terrorists around the world, if you're not standing up now, don't talk to me a year from now about all you're going to do, because you're not going to do anything. The fight is now. Get in the fight and quit playing around and pointing finger, you know, saying and looking backward in terms of, gee whiz, well, Donald Trump did this. I didn't like that. And, Donald Trump's not perfect. I know, John. Everybody knows that. Point is, fight the battle now, dude. Shut up.
Exactly.
Or shut up and get out of the way.
Yeah, it's not about sound bites here. I mean, we've got too much hanging in the balance. This is why America's for Limited Government. I mean, you've been active. I mean, you had over 1 million emails since June to elected officials demanding limited government. Rick, you know, congratulations on that. Congratulations to the Patriots who are joining in. Tell them where they can go to get activated and be part of this million Patriot march here on this government of ours.
Go to getliberty.org, getliberty.org, and subscribe to the free email, and you will get a free email, and you'll know how to get involved on a day-to-day basis.
Thank you,
Rick
Manning.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees set free by President Barack Obama are now high-ranking officials in the new all-men Afghanistan government. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News says this is just par for the Biden administration.
It shouldn't surprise us. I mean, I'm thinking about the president. 13 service members killed, Americans left behind, allies left behind, billions of dollars of equipment and weapons left behind. Some of the Afghans coming here haven't been properly vetted. He calls that all an extraordinary success. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised when now terrorists, people who have been let go and everything else, are running the very organization that this State Department and this administration is trying to negotiate with. It makes absolutely no sense, but nothing this administration does makes any sense. So while it's frightening, while it's scary, frankly, it's not surprising.
The Biden administration is taking a wait-and-see approach. They say they will judge the new government by their actions. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
America, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we got Jenny Beth Martin going to join us here in just a few seconds as we were talking about, the Democrats. This is a mad scramble for them. Their window of opportunity to take full control, whether it has to do with voting, our budget, they're going, full force ahead, doing what they can to move their agenda. And Jenny Beth Martin, the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, joins us now. Jenny Beth, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Well, as we were saying to the audience, Jenny Beth, the Democrats understand that their window of opportunity is closing. And, of course, the big mess that Joe Biden has continued to create, Nancy Pelosi et al. Are rather desperate. And as they come back to work, they're going to go head on into this reckless $3.5 trillion bill, right?
Yeah, I think that they are going to go head on. They've got a deadline of September 15th. They're trying to meet their deadline. And I think one thing we need to be very careful of is this. Right now, Senator Manchin from West Virginia is saying things that we would like. He's indicating he is opposed to the bill, and he's indicating he's opposed because of the amount of money. We need to be careful that they don't play these smoke and mirror games that they are, the big spenders in Washington too often do. Mm-hmm. So maybe they, instead of making it a 10-year bill, they bring it down to a 3-year bill that needs authorization to continue. That would make the number look smaller. But right. As you and I both know, and your listeners know this as well, once the government starts spending money on a program, it's almost impossible to roll that money back. So even if they did it only for 3 years, it would continue, I think, indefinitely. So we have to watch this very, very carefully.
Well, exactly. And what they're famous for doing here, Jenny Beth, and people need to understand, like you said, there's nuance here in all this. It's not like it's all controlled by Congress, because once they get the funding, then they create this institution within the bureaucracy that is like the blob. It operates on its own, doesn't need to go back to Congress. It can self-regulate. It can impose regulations. It is this is not what our founding fathers expected. This is not what's written in the Constitution. But in a sense, it's what Congress has been doing. They basically job out their responsibility because they don't want to come back and debate these issues and be able to do a review on it and be able to say, okay, hey, look, we invested X amount of dollars. How have we moved the needle? Well, now, you know, it's not going to come back to Congress. It's going to stay within this entity. And the Democrats, even the Republicans, are following suit on this, too, because this seems to be the order of the day. But this is not the way to run a Democratic republic.
No, it is not the way to run it. And unfortunately, it is how our republic is being run right now. You're exactly right. The way that you just described it, they become institutions. So let's say that you expand Medicaid benefits or you increase taxes or you give work permits to illegal immigrants. The people who got paid to expand it or the people who got paid to give those work permits are going to keep looking for ways for themselves to get paid just as a livelihood. And
exactly.
They're going to they just create this massive bureaucracy that is very hard to unwind. And at the same time, the people who are getting the quote unquote perk, if you will, from the government, they never want it to end. So you create a dependency from the people who are the people getting the benefit in the end. You create a dependency from the people who are part of the bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy is it's a leviathan. It is very
exactly.
good at growing.
Mm-hmm. And who gets the lion's share of that money? I mean, it is the bureaucrats themselves, Jenny Beth. I mean, just two analysis. I mean, we were talking with Bob Whitson, you know, because we were talking about the war on poverty, right? And here we've spent, you know, upwards of $30 trillion since 1964 with LBJ's great plan, right? And we had 15% poverty level at that point that people didn't really even think about. But he started scratching an itch that wasn't there, motivated the Southern Democrats because he said, look, if we pass this, we'll have blacks voting. And he didn't say blacks. He used the N-word. Voting for Democrats for the next 100 years. Well, he came pretty darn close to it. They're realizing, you know, blacks aren't stupid. And they're realizing that, you know, for all the money that they were supposed to get, they haven't gotten much support from the government to all this other stuff that's going on. And I asked Bob Whitson, I said, Bob, look at $30 trillion. Where did that money go? He goes, Bill, you got to understand, 70%. Listen to this number, Jenny Beth, because this floored me. He says 70% of that $30 trillion went to the bureaucrats. It didn't even go to the people that it was designed to help. So, you know, if black America, if minority America wants to get upset, you know, they ought to, you know, make sure that they target their anger toward the right people who have set them up. And this is why they're abandoning the Democratic Party, because they haven't delivered. Donald Trump asked them, said, look at all this stuff. You even had a black president. How well did that go for you? You know, what have you got to lose? Why don't you give this white guy, this, you know, multi-zillionaire out of Manhattan, give him a shot and see what he can do for you? And look what happened. Look what happened with unemployment. People went back to work. You know, they started enjoying a bit of the American dream until somehow Joe Biden found 85 million votes. I don't know. And Nancy Pelosi's desk drawer. I'm still not sure where it came from. Doesn't make sense to me. And he's absolutely turned our country on its head at every turn, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, the southern border. I mean, you know, stop me when you've heard enough, Jenny Beth.
Oh, he has completely turned our country on its head. And I'm just sitting there thinking about the 70% of 30 billion. That means that
9 trillion. That's 30 trillion. Yes.
I think that means only what 9 trillion of it went to actually the people who are supposed to benefit from it. That is a massive amount of money. I'm not only 9 trillion, but out of 30 billion, that is the rest of it just goes back into the government to feed itself.
Exactly.
Not what we want to see happen again right now.
And this is what's happened with our government. We've become unionized. It's all to support the union. I mean, the union itself could not support itself in the private sector. I mean, at one point, I think at its height was maybe about 30-35% of the labor force was actually union labor, right? And it's now down to, I think, about 6%. So where did they grow? They found a way to get in the government, and they have made the government beholden to them, and this is why they're upset about challenging, you know, the whole process and not making sure that union members vote Democrat. And their monies that they pay in dues is to support the Democratic Party. I mean, it's not even close, the amount of money they give to Democrats versus Republicans.
No, you're right. It is not even close at all. And it really comes down to the point that next week, what we've got to do between now and next week is make sure we are calling our senators and letting them know we don't want this to pass. We don't want reconciliation. Call your members of your congressmen and let your congressman or woman know as well. And I think it's important if you're calling Republicans, which you're not going to do as much in Colorado, thank them for being firm and not allowing the government to do a power grab of our elections, because they are all holding firm together on that, and ask them to be just as firm on government spending.
Exactly. Well, this is not a time for the faint of heart. For all that's happened in the last 8 months, Jenny Beth, you know, the patriots must come together. The silent majority can no longer stand to be silent while our democratic republic is fading. Talk about going into the horizon, fading into the horizon. It really is this desperate, and this is why we appreciate all the great work that the Tea Party Patriots Action is doing. Tell them what they have to do, because we need to activate our citizenry here, Jenny Beth.
Well, go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, and sign up for our weekly call to action.
Well, be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. If you don't do anything, you're adding to the problem. It's just that simple. I mean, it is a clear choice. Either you're in or you're out. I pray that you'd be in to save our country. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show and for the archive of all these great interviews, like Jenny Beth and Rick Manning and Sean Spicer, I mean, on and on. I mean, we're just so fortunate to get these great guests just for you. And the archive of these past interviews are right there, absolutely free for you. Just download them. It's our gift to you at BillMartinezShow.com. Chris Chmielewski is going to be with us in just a second, talking about the president's approval ratings. We made reference in that with our conversation with Rick Manning for Americans for Limited Government. They're in the tank. A recent poll indicates 20% of voters now regret voting for Biden, and it's clear our country believes in not leaving any American behind. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Chris is the Numbers USA Deputy Director, and always appreciate his perspective in keeping us up to date in terms of, you know, what's happening, you know, with these numbers. I mean, for what people need to understand, for Joe Biden's ratings, and when we say they're in the tank, they're in the tank. I mean, because already when you look at when it comes to polling, Democrats have at least a 3% advantage, don't they, with all polls, because of the number of Democrats more than Republicans. So they have about a 3 to 5% advantage. So, you know, you got to give him that. But when he's down to 41% with that kind of advantage, I mean, he's really in the tank.
He is. And you know, it's not just with Afghanistan. I mean, this started way back with when the border search was making big news. I mean, even though the media barely covered it, and even when his approval rating was still above water, you still saw in the secondary questions and the other top lines that he was being hurt by the border surge and his handling of immigration and the border surge overall. So this just adds to it. You know, this is just the Biden administration putting the interests of others before the interests of Americans. You're seeing it in Afghanistan. You're seeing it with border crisis and in other areas of immigration policy.
I mean, are they working with funny math here? I mean, some sort of calculus to think that it's okay if they tick off a certain number of Americans that they'll still be standing? I mean, how are they justifying this? I mean, this is, you know, this reminds me so much of what we experienced with the Obama administration. It almost felt like, you know, they had all these analysts coming out of, you know, the coffee break rooms at a couple of universities, and they'd all sit in their silos and talk and share the same thing and, oh, yeah, and operate in the realm of the theoretical. And then when it got practical after they've, you know, instituted some of these ideas, it's like they just keep on going. I mean, there's no end to it. It's like, wait a minute, that stuff doesn't work. You know, opening up the, I mean, the number one issue going back for the last 10 years has been border security. And they go, no, let's just throw that. The people don't know. And so we know better, because we're so smart, supposedly, you know, that's why we have to plagiarize other people and steal ideas. So, yeah, we know better. So, Layla, let's open up the borders. That's what we're going to do, like it or not. But somehow somebody is calculating in their formula that that's okay. It's not going to injure them that much.
Right, right. And I don't quite understand how they're arriving at that conclusion, because not that you're going to have any Republicans or very many Republicans support or approve of the job that Biden is doing, but usually for Republicans, immigration is a top three issue.
Exactly.
Even for moderates, maybe not top three, but definitely top five, and you need the moderates in order to win elections and also to keep your approval rating above water. For the Democrats, for the most part, don't even care about immigration. So they almost have a blank check on immigration. They can go hardline, full enforcement, and that'll be popular with many Democratic voters, especially the more center-left type voters. Or they can go extreme open borders, which is kind of a direction that they're going in. And for the most part, most Democratic voters say, you know what, there are other issues that we care about. But they must feel like there's some part of the hardcore left base that if they're not doing this, they're going to lose those voters. And that must be what they're thinking is.
Yeah, you know, I think you're
Democratic,
right.
Yeah. Mm. We know the Democratic Party is this loose coalition of these groups with all different sorts of interests. And they're worried about losing that one particular interest group that cares deeply about immigration and wants open borders.
Right. But Chris, on the other hand, you get these Democrats that want everybody to wear a mask because they're COVID scared. And,
right.
But meanwhile, it's like, okay, well, you say that, but then you open the border and you've got hundreds of people who are COVID infected being sent into the interior of our country.
Right.
I mean, and we hear, we have all this outbreak, with this new Delta variant. And, you know, how do you connect those two disparate dots? But in the Democratic Party, somehow you just suspend reality. You ignore that part. You keep yelling about masks, but you leave the door open and let all these virogens enter into the country like human missiles, you know, going into the interior of our country. And it's amazing. Yeah. And here they are. They want to protect these people. And so what happens, because birds of a feather flock together, they go into these Hispanic or these minority communities that are already built in, because that's what they know. It's not like they're going to go and hang out next to Nancy Pelosi's mansion, are they?
No, definitely not. And, you know, you're right. They're not connecting the dots. And it's kind of strange, especially when I talk to my hardcore Democratic friends. They just, you know, you'll make a comment like the one, okay, well, we're allowing or we've had 170,000 border apprehensions for every month for the last 3 or 4 months. You know, aren't you concerned about these people just being let loose into the United States without being tested for COVID and all that sort of stuff? While, as you said, the Delta variant is still running rampant across the country, and they're, oh, I never really thought about it that way. So they're just, for whatever reason, they're not connecting the dots. They're not connecting the dots that immigration impacts jobs, impacts overcrowded schools, overcrowded hospitals, overcrowded roads. They don't understand the impact, or they don't. I think they understand it, but they just don't make the connection. Once they do, they understand it a little bit more. But but they're just
yeah. That's even if they're open to have that conversation, Chris. You see, they're so ideologically fixed that Jordan Peterson says you render yourself stupid. So you're siloed with all your buddies all talking about the same thing, and you got yourselves convinced, and nobody's asking the critical questions that you need to have in order to advance your intellect. And I'm not trying to make fun of people, but I think, you know, here's the challenge. Like, as we're going through this journey of life together, don't you want to go through it and grow in intelligence and make, you know, smarter decisions every year, not make, less than intelligent decisions? I think that's the challenge and the blessing of, living in today's world is with all these new challenges that are coming in. You know, we've got to be able to sit down and reason together. You know, I need the antithetical viewpoint because there's something, you know, sometimes we get so passionate and emotional about something that we're just not seeing the other side in a way that we should. So if you don't have those conversations, then, hey, look at, you're dumbing yourself down. I mean, this is a self-inflicted intellectual wound, isn't it?
Yeah, and what I think the far left has done a good job of is painting, well, if you support border security, if you support interior immigration enforcement, if you support any sort of control over legal immigration numbers, then you must be racist. Right. And that's what it's become. And people just, they want to stay silent.
But that just is such a cheap shot to say you're racist. All you're trying to do is invalidate and stop the conversation and say you won the debate.
Right.
Come on. Yeah, really? You won the debate, but you lost the war. You really lost the true culture battle here because guess what? You're not really serving the immigrants. I mean, you think, hey, we're doing this because we want to help these people. Well, look at all these immigrants who come in and they're turned into sex slaves. I mean, we're talking about Afghanistan sex slaves. We've got our bevy of sex slaves that's happening here in our own country ourselves because we've got undocumented people coming into the country, the gotaways. And they're being involved with cartels that are operating here in this country, whether it's drugs or whether it's sex. This is happening to these young girls. And it just, people, and I, in my conversation, especially with some Hispanics, Chris, they'll go, Bill, you're a Hispanic. Why do you, I go, imagine for a moment, man, just think about this. You're sending your daughter, your 12-year-old daughter, on a perilous journey that could be, a couple of thousand miles. You'd be lucky if it's like 500, but, by and large, I mean, some of these are a couple of thousand miles. And the father, the father of this Hispanic child hands the daughter birth control pills, and she says, well, Dad, what's this for? And he goes, well, honey, I want you to know that this is going to be a tough journey, and chances are you're going to get raped. You're going to be violated, and you need to take these pills so that you don't get pregnant. Have a great trip. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. They talk about how desperate these folks must be to do what they're doing. But at the same time, and, it goes back to the family separation issue. Exactly. Most of the instances of family separation along the southern border is because they said, okay, they said to the parent, well, we can either deport both you and your child, or your child can stay and we can reunite them with relatives here in the United States and we'll deport you. And they say, okay, split us up. Send me home, but let my child stay.
Who came up with that brilliant idea, right?
Yeah.
Unflippin' believable. Chris, 20% of voters now regret voting for Biden.
Yeah,
and we're not even accounting the Hunter Biden affect as well. We're just saying, just based on 8 months of this insane presidency, people are none too happy in this country of ours.
Yeah, and at least on immigration, I don't see things changing anytime soon. So,
well, and you think now with everything that's happened so horrifically out of Afghanistan, boy, I'll tell you, something that Joe Biden has unleashed that you can keep checking on the horizon, as he might say, because we know what happens in Afghanistan will not stay there. Stay tuned.
Absolutely correct. We've seen it happen before.
Exactly. Chris Chmielewski, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.